This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I want to take you back 10 years ago to January 2008. The Giants and, yes, the Patriots were headed to the Super Bowl. After a dramatic surge downward on world stock markets, the Federal Reserve unexpectedly cut interest rates in America. It was one of the early tactics to combat what exploded into a wildfire which would consume the economy, markets, households, and our politics for years to come. This year, the Marketplace team is exploring how the financial crisis and its aftermath changed us in a project called Divided Decade. Today, did policymakers do enough early enough? Andrew Metrick is a professor of finance and management at the Yale School of Management and director of the Yale Program on Financial Stability. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So let's start with, it was January 22nd, 2008. How weird was it for the Fed to, in between meetings, when we're expecting them to nuance interest rate policy, in between meetings, suddenly come out with an announcement like this?
It's certainly surprising when the Fed does something in between meetings. Ever since August of 2007, the Federal Reserve had been very, very carefully following markets, both domestic and international, for the large disruptions that had occurred as a result of the subprime crisis.
You just wish the Fed was doing some of this earlier in the cycle, don't you?
You know, with the benefit of hindsight, I think the one thing that maybe everyone could agree we wish we did earlier was put in a couple of special programs that came 2 months later that were both designed to try to help the Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers of the world deal with the liquidity crisis. Probably would have been helpful to have it a little earlier, but it's kind of an extreme thing and not the type of thing that you usually can do outside of an emergency. It, in fact, required that they use their emergency authority to do it.
So back to January 22nd, 2008, the Fed cuts interest rates, the biggest one-day drop in 24 years. Even though the great financial mess was to come later that year, at least the stock market didn't crash in early 2008. So I guess there's that.
That's certainly not a bad thing if the stock market doesn't crash. But at this particular time, I think at the Federal Reserve, if you could have eavesdropped in on the meetings, and this is a guess because certainly I have never been able to do that, you would have heard them talking much more about disruption in credit markets rather than in equity markets. That was the concern at that time.
And so along with everything else, cutting rates on that particular day sent a message to people particularly worried about those credit markets that our stance is going to be to ease because we realize there's a problem out there.
Yes, I think that was the single most important thing that that action did and that most of the actions did over the time between August 2007 and September 2008. But the Fed's tools for this type of crisis, I think, as we learned, were limited. They did what they could, but had limited discretion over the types of problems that eventually bubbled through the market and became apparent in September of that year.
Andrew Metrick is a professor of finance and management at the Yale School of Management and director of the Yale Program on Financial Stability. Professor, thank you for this.
You're welcome.